From the band that had three lead singers, DC Talk, that's Jesus Freak from 1995 for Liam's buddy Austin. Austin, hope you enjoyed that. We're going to do something weird coming up just around the corner. We're going to play the Josiah Queen version.
Oh, we got
so
it.
You could sort of hear him back to back. Good morning, it's 722.
Love it. Weather-wise today, cloudy skies, snow likely, high around 29 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, low 22. Tomorrow, sunny skies, high 39 degrees. Over the weekend, cloudy skies on Saturday. A chance for some snow mixed with rain, high 41. Sunday, partly sunny, chance for some afternoon light snow, even some flurries. High 35. Right now in Lancaster, very cold. Partly cloudy skies and 15 degrees. In Harrisburg, 16.
Our friend Julie Baum hanging out with us. Julie's been around long enough, 30 years at Align Life, that she remembers the DC Talk version. But she's looking forward to hearing the Josiah Queen version live at WJTL Fest.
I absolutely am. I can't wait. Yeah, you guys, I'm so glad that you're having it. Thank you.
We're excited to have you there, too. So today we're talking about Align Life Ministries. You're the Director of Support Relations there. Tell us about Align Life and what you're doing in the community.
Sure. So at Align, we align with God to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and the sacredness of human life. And they really go hand in hand. We could talk for hours about that. So just think about that if you need something to think about today. But we provide pregnancy service ministry. So we have Align Pregnancy Services Centers, one in Ephrata, Lancaster, Columbia, and Lebanon. We also do strategic partnerships to advance the gospel and the sacredness of life ethic across the state of Pennsylvania, throughout the nation and around the world. And then we have equipping resources where we put into print things that God's been teaching us so that other people can learn from them as well. Like our president, Lisa, has written a book, and we've got some other tools in the work. So we're super excited about that. But most people know us through our pregnancy services ministry. And there we provide free of charge pregnancy tests for people who are facing an unplanned or an unsupported pregnancy. We have options education. We have limited obstetric ultrasounds, baby supplies, parenting classes, prenatal classes, all the things just to help people see the gift of life that they have and hopefully choose life for their little ones. And we love sharing the gospel. That is really why we do what we do. To have true life, you really need Jesus, and it's his gift to us. So we love sharing the gospel with our clients as well.
And one of the places people could get resources and put them to use is with Sanctity of Life Sunday. How are you guys part of that? What is the thrust this year? How can churches utilize what you do?
Oh, that's so nice. So we have resources for churches, for families to celebrate Sanctity of Human Life Sunday, which actually is this Sunday. It's the third Sunday of January usually. And that was something, a tradition established by Ronald Reagan back in 1984, just to give everyone a time to remember, you know, we are made in the image of God and human life is sacred. And so we have a website, alignlifeministries.org, which has all kinds of resources. There's blog posts there. There are bulletin inserts if your church would like to download and use some. We have social media graphics. We've got videos, client testimony videos there if you'd like to watch and hear God's stories from directly from some of our clients. And we just love celebrating the sacredness of life ethic and Jesus who gives us that.
Well, you talked about generations and how your theme this year is generations. You've been there 30 years. Align Life has been around 40 years. Tell us a little bit about, do you ever hear from some of those folks that you impacted in the early days?
We do, and that is such a gift. We actually just recently had a woman about my age come in, and she dropped off baby clothes, and she told us that back when we earlier in our time in the 80s, when she was in college, she and her boyfriend found out that they were unexpectedly going to have a baby, and she was scared. You know, she had been raised in a Christian home, didn't really know where to turn, who to talk to, but she always remembered her mom saying, "You know, if you or any of your friends find out that you're pregnant, go to Align." We were called Susquehanna Valley Pregnancy Services back then. So go there. And she remembered that. And she came in and we just talked with her and listened to her. And that was just the steadying and the reassurance that she needed. She and the boyfriend eventually got married. They had a beautiful little baby girl. That baby girl grew up, had a baby girl of their own.
Wow.
And the client was dropping off her granddaughter's clothes for us to use, which was really cool.
See, that's beautiful. That's got to work through generations.
That's exactly right.
I love that. Yep. If folks want to support you, Baby Bottle Boomerang is one way they can do it.
It is. And it's just such a fun way. We have these little bottles. They're hard plastic bottles that have our name on them. And you can take them home. The top, it's not actually a bottle that a baby could drink out of, but the top has a little slot like a piggy bank. And you can put coins in there. You can put dollar bills in there or checks or whatever. You can get them at your church. You can call us if you'd like some for your group or your church or your organization. Fill it with cash or coins and then boomerang it back to us. And the Lord is just, he's been so kind. Last year, over $200,000 came back to us through baby bottles and countless new people for us to know and people remembering the importance of the sacredness of life and that we need to be there for preborn babies and their parents.
Wow. Love that. AlignLifeMinistries.org is the place where you can get the baby bottle boomerangs. You can find out about all the resources that are there for Human Life Sunday, Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. And I know you're not here to talk about the walk, move, run for life, but it's coming up in May already.
It is. It feels like it's just around the corner, but yeah. It's not technically. But yeah, it's Saturday, May 10th, friends. So like if you're going to, somebody told me sign up for a 5K to keep you running throughout the year. So I've got one hopefully to do in March and then the Align one.
Yeah.
So I'm running in the cold. So friends, please be with me in spirit and let's all run and get ready for the Move for Life.
Yeah, you could plan for that already. AlignLifeMinistries.org is the place. Okay, great having you here. Julie, you love the Josiah Queen version of Jesus Freak. Tell us why.
Because of the banjo, honestly.
It's a good answer. It's a good answer.
I mean, it's an iconic song, so it's kind of scary to make a remake of that, but he made it his own, right?
Yes, he did a good job. I just think it was very bold, and I think it came off very well.
Yeah, here it is. Josiah Queen featuring Toby Mac. Jesus Freak, WJTL. Julie, have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.